that descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Hello and welcome into Classic Park in East Lake, Ohio. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jackson. And today, we were worried about the rain, but guess what? It looks like we're going to have some baseball as the Lansing Lugnuts and the Lake County Captains culminate this six-game series, which, Adam, we can say, without a shadow of a doubt, has been the best baseball that the Lugnuts have played this year.
Well, I told you yesterday, April showers bring May flowers. We're going to get this game in, and here we are. How about the weather holding off? And yeah, Jesse, it's been fun to watch the Lugnuts this week. They dropped a game on Friday that had an opportunity to win and wrap up the series then. Didn't do it, but they came back yesterday after getting one hit in game one. They turned the tide around on Lake County and one hit the Captains, and that puts them in a position today to try and win their first series of the season.
Osvaldo Barrios gets the ball for the Lugnuts. On the other side for Lake County, it's Tommy Mace. And the last time that the Lugnuts saw Tommy Mace, Adam, they had some success.
They sure did. Lawrence Butler, Tyler Soderstrom, Brett Harris, Austin Beck, and Patrick McCall all jumped on him in the first inning. Mace only recorded two outs, and he gave up three hits, three runs, and the Lugnuts went on to win back in early April, their first game of the season, hanging on 6-5, and it was Stevie Emanuels that got the win on that opening Sunday to start the year. So hopefully the Lugnuts can duplicate that performance. As we know, that's been the recipe to their success. When they can score early, take the lead, which is something they've done consistently well this week in Lake County.
On the other side for the Lansing Lugnuts, Osvaldo Barrios, the last time that we saw him on the mound, he was not great. He relieved Hogan Harris a week ago last Sunday, and he allowed two inherited runners to score. He gave up five runs. He walked five. He allowed five hits. That in four innings, and what turned into a 13-5 loss. So the Lugnuts are looking for Barrios to recapture his form that he showed when he was very sharp at West Michigan.
Yeah, you look at his outings, Jesse, up and or down, up, down. So hopefully he's back up today. I mean, his first game against West Michigan, he gave up five runs in four innings, and then obviously he had the two-run, five-inning performance where he struck out six, which was his best of the year in that 5-3 win. And then he gave up five more runs last time around against Fort Wayne. So you're hoping he kind of regathers his good stuff today and he can hit the zone and help the Lugnuts pick up that series victory and get them off to a good start, because that has been so crucial to them getting wins this season.
You mentioned the offense. Jeff Criswell brought a no-hitter into the seventh inning, three outs away. Petey Halpin broke it up with a single. In the end, Criswell settled for the one-hitter. He was marvelous. But on the other side, a 14-hit barrage, three hits by Jack Winkler, but everybody got involved in the 8-0 win. Who do you see bringing that into today's game?
Yeah, I mean, we kind of buried the lead yesterday talking so much about Jeff Criswell, rightfully so, though, but the offense tied a season high with 14 hits. They had eight runs, and, I mean, they're finding multiple guys that are having success. Jack Winkler was the story offensively yesterday. He had three hits with a double, drove in two. I mean, Valenzuela picked up his first hit in a while and just his second hit of the season. Everybody was getting on base, and it was it's starting to, it seems like, formulate the offense that we expected when we looked at this lineup on paper, saying, that guy's good, that guy's good, that guy's good. Well, the Lugnuts are starting to put together those performances. We saw it yesterday in Game 2. Hopefully again today with the weather warm once more.
We will give you the starting lineups, but first we step aside. This is Lansing Lugnuts pregame.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 on a digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Marcos Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go nuts.
Getting you all set for the Lansing Lugnuts and the Lake County Captains, a Sunday matinee finale from East Lake, Ohio. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxta. Here are your starting lineups, and first for the Lansing Lugnuts, as represented by manager Phil Pohl. Though it's Craig Conklin who brings out the lineup card today to home plate to exchange lineup cards with Lake County and manager Greg DiCenzo. Leading things off today at second base, it's Aribiel Angeles. Batting second in right field, Austin Beck. Hitting third, the first baseman, Tyler Soderstrom. Jack Winkler hits cleanup. He's at shortstop. Batting fifth, the third base, Brett Harris. The DH, Lawrence Butler, hits sixth, with catcher Jared McDonald batting seventh. Batting eighth in left field, it's Lázaro Armenteros. And then rounding off the order, the center fielder, Brian Buelvas, who has homered twice in this series. Anales Beck, Soderstrom, Winkler, Harris, Butler, McDonald, Armenteros, and Buelvas. For the Lansing Lugnuts at 7-13, the Oakland Athletics High A affiliate. Adam Jaxta, I turn to you for our spotlight hitter.
Well, a lot of good guys to choose from. I'm going to go with Angeles today.
Okay. Any reason?
I think he had a couple. You know, there was multiple guys that stepped up and had big hits yesterday. I think Angeles, a guy right back in the leadoff spot today, he's ready to go off.
The 19-year-old. And on the mound for the Lugnuts, the right-hander Osvaldo Berríos out of Juncos, Puerto Rico, age 22. He'll face this starting lineup for Greg DiCenzo's Lake County Captains, who come in with a record of 9-11, the Cleveland Guardians' High A affiliate. Leading off at first base, it's Joe Naranjo. Batting second, the shortstop Christian Cairo. Hitting third and right field, it's Petey Halpin. Batting fourth, the third baseman, John Kenzie Noel. Batting fifth at second base, Gabriel Rodriguez. Hitting sixth, DHing, Raynel Delgado. The catcher, Mikael Ramirez, bats seventh. Hitting eighth, it's Connor Cox, the center fielder. And then rounding off the order, batting ninth, in left field, it's Corey Holland. Naranjo, Cairo, Halpin. Noel, Rodriguez, Delgado, Ramirez, Cox, and Holland in support of the right-hander, Tommy Mace. Adam, who's your Lake County spotlight hitter?
Yeah, it's still going to be John Kenzie Noel. He's had a couple of big games in this series, a double recently that scored two in that game on Friday, home run the other day as well. So I'm going to go with John Kenzie Noel, a guy that you got to be careful sitting right there in the cleanup spot this afternoon.
John Kenzie Noel, watch out for him for the Lake County Captains. Mace for the Caps, and for the Lugnuts, Berríos. For Berríos, this will be his third start of the year. His first two came at West Michigan. And on the other side for Tommy Mace, who comes in with a 9 ERA. Well, we told you about how the Lugnuts had roughed him up in two-thirds of an inning, three hits, three runs. He had been knocked out, two walks. Lugnuts went on to win the game 6-5. Well, then after that, he followed up against the Dayton Dragons, the best team in the East Division, with a really strong performance. Seven strikeouts and four one-hit shutout innings. And then, Adam, the last time out, the Great Lakes Loons knocked him around. It was at Great Lakes. It was not here at Classic Park, where the Loons usually treat as home run derby. He gave up six hits, six runs, and just 3 1/3 innings.
Well, we talked about Osvaldo Berríos being a guy that has pitched well in every other appearance, and he's set up to pitch well again today if that trend continues. Same type of thing here for the starter for Lake County, Tommy Mace. I mean, he's been up and down as they're trying to find that consistent outing each time they take the mound. And I mean, these guys have a ton of talent, but there's a lot of good hitters in this league, especially in Great Lakes. We always know the power that they possess. So I think it's going to be a really good pitching matchup today. I expect both guys to be on, and this one's going to be a tight one. That's what we've seen in this series, some low-scoring, tight games after we had two games yesterday that really weren't that close.
No. Lake County scored three runs in the first inning against Stevie Emanuels. Lansing only had one hit. That was it. And that was all. 3-0. Lake County won. And then in game two, Lake County, one hit, came in the final inning, and the Lugnuts romped 8-0.
Lake County scored three runs, but knowing that they had their first round around the hill and it's only a seven-inning game, it kind of felt like that game was over because he was locked in, and it was the same thing with Jeff Criswell in game two. Lugnuts got their runs, four of them in one inning. You felt like that game was over. So let's see if we can get back to the tight games that we had throughout the week leading up to yesterday's doubleheader.
Let's just go through this series. And the Lansing Lugnuts had allowed 51 runs in five losses in six games against the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. And then they've come out here in Lake County, and they've won 3-1, 4-1. They lost 4-3. They lost 3-0, and they won 8-0. They have not allowed more than three runs in any of these games. Their starting pitchers in 25 innings in these five prior games have allowed two earned runs. Can Osvaldo Berríos keep things up? We shall find out. For right now, though, Lake County has taken the field, and we go down to the field as we are just about set for our national anthem. Lake County clad in its home white uniforms, Lansing Lugnuts, and the alternate retro gray look with the old 1996... It is Sunday, May the 1st, 2022, for the Lansing Lugnuts game number 21 and their 26th year in existence. From East Lake, Ohio and Classic Park, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. So glad to have you along here with us. The Lake County Captains defensively line up as follows. In the outfield, Corey Holland is in left, Connor Cox in center, and Petey Halpin, yesterday's villain for ruining Jeff Criswell's no-hit bid, is in right field. Around the infield, Joe Naranjo is the first baseman. The second baseman is Ethan Rodriguez, a day off today for Lake County. At shortstop, Christian Cairo, and John Kenzie Noel, the great hitter that he is at third base. The catcher is Mikhail Ramirez, the man whom he'll be catching. The right-hander, the Florida Gator, chomp chomp, Tommy Mace.
Tommy Mace is the second-round selection from a year ago. He's the 69th overall pick. He's got a four-seam and a two-seam fastball, curve, cutter, and a changeup. Jesse mentioned it to you. From Florida, he grew up in Tampa. The 23-year-old has faced the Lugnuts once this year. It was that opening weekend. And as we told you, Lansing got to him in the first inning, tagged him for three runs, knocked him out of the game after he had recorded two outs. And the Lugs went on to win that game 6-5. So his ERA comes in pretty high here, exactly 9 on the ERA scale. This will be his fourth start, 8 earned runs allowed, 1 home run, 6 walks, 9 strikeouts for the right-hander.
If we go to the second round, Adam, of the 2021 draft, taken 58th overall, Doug Nikhazy started game 2 yesterday for Lake County. Taken 60th overall, Zach Geloff, the A's selection, who's up in AA Midland. Then taken 69th overall, there's Tommy Mace, signed for $1.1 million. And then two picks later, 71st overall, remember Robert Gasser with Fort Wayne?
Uh-huh.
That's where Gasser went. Oh, by the way, Tommy Mace, out of Sun Lake High School and Land O'Lakes, Florida, pitching for Lake County. He's from Florida. He's now pitching in Ohio. But the man can't get away from the lakes.
I see what you got there.
Thank you. Well, we're ready for play. Arubiel Angeles followed by Beck and Soderstrom. Righty, righty. First pitch on its way. It's a ground ball hit at 1:02 p.m. right to second baseman Rodriguez. A sidewind to first. Angeles is at number one. And now Austin Beck. Home plate umpire Brian Van Franken. The base stealer. One out, nobody on, no score. Pitch number two from Tommy Mace. On its way to Austin Beck. He takes it up and inside, ball one. Really nice game two of yesterday's doubleheader for Beck. Two singles and two walks. Two-tone bat in hand. He takes a called strike on the outside corner. -65 degrees in East Lake. And hazy clouds above. Mace throws. Fastball up and in. Watch out, Austin Beck. Two balls and one strike. That's what I remember from Mace the last time, Adam, was a lot of fastballs. A lot of them. He deals. There's a fastball whacked to deep right. Halpin goes back, bouncing on his toes. He's got the catch in front of the warning track. Two outs. I don't think I've ever seen an outfielder bounce up and down like Petey Halpin just did as he waited for that fly ball to come down.
Just in anticipation, ready for it to come down. It was hit up a long way, and Beck just missed it. There have been some pretty good swings by Lugnuts out to left and right field over the last couple of days, but there have not been a lot of them that have got out.
No. Well, here's Tyler Soderstrom on the pitch, taking off speed low, ball one. Just Brian Welbus, who his shots were cranked yesterday and then a couple of days prior, way out to left field. Mace throws. Soderstrom grounds it right side to second baseman Rodriguez. He gathers and then flips it to Naranjo. Three up and three down. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Lansing does not score. Nobody reaches. And now Osvaldo Barrios will come out to take on the Lake County Captains when we return.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Well, here at the Nuts and Bolts store, your one-stop shop for all Lugnuts gear. We have a great selection of hats, shirts, novelty items, hardware, new stuff arriving every week. So stop on by and check out the great Nuts and Bolts selection.
Voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Lansing Lugnuts have now taken the field after no base runners reached in the top half of the first against Tommy Mace. Already a better second start than first start against the Lugnuts. Osvaldo Barrios will take on Naranjo, Cairo, and Halpin. The right-hander throws. Left-handed hitting, Joe Naranjo takes ball one, high and away. Lansing's defense in left field, Lázaro Armenteros, in center, Brian Welbas, and in right field, Austin Beck. The pitch. Line drive, center field, base hit right to Buelbas, who comes up with it and gets it in. And it's a single for Joe Naranjo. Around the infield, Tyler Soderstrom's at first. Eribio Angeles is at second. At shortstop, Jack Winkler, and at third base, Brett Harris. The catcher, Jared McDonald. And the man on the mound, Adam Berríos.
Berríos with a fastball, slider, and a changeup out of Puerto Rico. And ERA up over 8 through his first 3 appearances. He has given up 12 runs, 8 walks, 12 strikeouts.
All right. Christian Cairo takes a called strike with a fastball from Berríos. At first base, Naranjo has not attempted to steal this year. Lake County's the team, though, is 17 for 19. And they know when to run. The pitch. Slider outside. One ball and one strike. Or I should say, yep, one ball, one strike on Christian Cairo, who is hitting 080. What a rough start to the year. That is 4 for 50. The pitch. A chopper on the left side to shortstop Winkler. Grabs those to second. That's one. Angeles then delivers right back to Berríos. Fielder's choice. Cairo is on. Naranjo erased. One gone. Christian Cairo is now 4 for 51.
Well, the only good thing he did there, tapped it off of the plate, Winkler, so he avoided any chance at a double play, but the Nuts will take the lead runner there at second base for the first out.
And Petey Halpin's 12 for 58. He's hitting just 207. The pitch hit high in the air, twisting deep down the left field line. Armenteros into the corner. That baseball is gone. It's a two-run opposite field homer for Halpin. His first of the year. 2-0 Lake County. The man who broke up Jeff Criswell's no-hit bid yesterday in the bottom of the seventh inning, and he launches Lake County into the early lead today.
Well, that ball just kept going. I mean, it was tilting like it might go foul, but it just kept carrying down the line and eventually hits off the railing and gets out.
John Kenzie Noel takes a called strike down the middle. Yesterday in Game 1, we saw Lake County hit back-to-back home runs. John Kenzie Noel and then Jonathan Rodriguez. This pitch, hammered to left, down the line. It is gone into the bleachers, and they've hit back-to-back homers in the first again. 3-0 Lake County. Noel's sixth round-tripper of the year.
Speaking it into existence once again, deja vu from yesterday in that first game, and we've talked about how important it is for Lansing to get off to a good start this year. This is not what you wanted in the first inning.
And for Osvaldo Berríos, the second and third home runs that he has served up this year. That's usually not what happens against him. He keeps the ball nice and low. Well, Adam. Here's Gabriel Rodriguez. The pitch, a foul back to the screen. And with that, that's more earned runs allowed by a Lansing Lugnuts pitcher in, right now, one-third of an inning than the Lugnuts' prior five starters had allowed in 25 innings. There's a fly ball hit foul. Down the right side, it travels. Soderstrom at first base into the bullpen. Can't make the catch over his shoulder. And then just bats it away with frustration. Ball lands down the right field line, and Lake County bullpen catcher is going to get it. Because Austin Beck in right field showed no interest, and neither did Soderstrom.
Zero desire to go get that baseball after they couldn't get there in time. You guys go get it.
Nothing into the count on Gabriel Rodriguez. He's hitting 341 in 13 games. Righty to righty. That's popped up. And the infield. Berríos left of the mound. Yields third baseman Harris down the line to make the catch. Halfway to home plate. Out number two.
I still just don't understand the location of the bullpens here. They are in such a unique spot. I mean, you're basically, like, look at the Lugnuts out here in left field, sitting on the outfield wall.
I bet you that one of them could have tried to rob Petey Halpin's home run. It did not get out over the left field wall by very much. 3-0 Lake County. Here's Raynel Delgado, switch hitter, bats left. Swings and misses a Berríos fastball. Strike one.
Hey, Lazaro, do you want an assist out here? Let me help you out.
Right. Two outs, nobody on. The kick, the pitch. Down low, change up from Berríos. Jared McDonald, the catcher, has told me that Oswaldo Berríos, more than any other pitcher, will argue with him about which pitch to throw. Berríos has a definite idea. Let's it fly. A ground ball hit on the right side. Out of the waiting glove of second baseman Angeles. Over to first. Out number three. Inning over. But a two-run homer by Petey Halpin, followed up by a solo shot by Jenkenzie Noel, and Lake County takes a 3-0 lead to the second inning from Classic Park.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to...
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It is Lake County that scores first as we go to the top of the second inning. The Lugnuts are down 3-0. A two-run homer by Petey Halpin, followed up by a solo home run by Jenkenzie Noel. It is for a second consecutive day. Lake County hitting consecutive home runs in a three-run first inning. Yesterday in game one of the doubleheader, the Captains rode that consecutive home runs, a three-run first against Stevie Emanuels, to a 3-0 victory. Well, we'll see if the Lugnuts can turn things around. Adam Jack's by my side. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Jack Winkler. The first pitch from the righty Tommy Mace across the outside corner. Not a called strike on the right-handed hitting shortstop. Brett Harris on deck. Lawrence Butler in the hole. 4-5-6 for Lansing. Mace kicks and throws. A ground ball right back to Mace. Runs toward first. Underhands to Naranjo. There's one down.
Well, Lugnuts are getting some good swings here, but they're all going right to Lake County. That one hit into the ground, which is exactly what Tommy Mace wants. Hard hit ball to second by Angeles and Soderstrom in that first inning. Good swing by Beck out to right.
How about Brett Harris? We'll see if he can turn that luck around. Right-hander against right-hander. Four down so far against Mace. Who offers? Fastball's outside. Brett Harris, 1-for-4 with 2 runs scored. And yesterday's game two, 8-0 win. After he was hitless in the opener, the pitch up and in. And down to a knee he goes to avoid that close shave. Hitless in the opener yesterday ended his 12-game on base streak. And so now he's riding a 1-game on base streak. Tommy Mace on the mound was shaken up by that pitch. He went to the back of the rubber. He started to do some calisthenics. The shortstop, Cairo, has come in to check. Here comes the manager, Greg DiCenzo. The home plate umpire, Brian Van Vranken, is wandering out. And Tommy Mace is kicking at the dirt. Now, earlier in this series, when there was a visit needed by an athletic trainer, it was Lansing's Jake Ruthier who went out there because the Lansing athletic trainer, or the Lake County athletic trainer, was actually back in the clubhouse at the time. You would think this would be a training visit, but no Beauregard out there for Lake County. Greg DiCenzo is pointing at the mound as if something was wrong with that landing spot. They'll try a warm-up pitch for Mace. I don't know if he looks right at him, but they're going to keep him in the game.
Brent Harris was pretty slow to kind of get back to his feet, too, so both guys just a little off after that pitch kind of buzzed up and in on Harris. Missed throw there from Mace, and Harris was a little late to reacting to it, so.
Well, here we go. Here's the pitch. High pop up by Harris in a foul ground on the first base way. The catcher Ramirez spots it and handles it, backpedaling toward the line. A foul pop out for out number two. Back to that day, the series opener, last Tuesday. The Lansing Lugnuts were taking on Tanner Bibee, who looked really good for Lugnuts hit against him, and the mound was clearly ill-treating him. I talked with Jake Ruthier afterward, who said it was clear to him that Tanner Bibee was hurt. And finally, they pulled him from the game, and I think, Adam, that's why they then postponed the game on Wednesday. Lawrence Butler takes ball one low. Just wanting to get the field, and specifically the mound, into safer conditions for these players. Two outs, nobody on, 3-0 Caps. Butler takes a called strike on the outside corner.
Well, you got to make sure the field conditions are ready for these players who are going out there battling every day of the months.
Butler chased and missed a high fastball. One ball and two strikes in the left-handed hitting DH.
A lot of work to get the field and everything ready for all these games that the captains will play this year.
Yeah, nobody should ever take a groundskeeper for granted. 1-2, high, fastball to show it to him. Two balls and two strikes on Butler, who maybe started to break out of his season-opening slump yesterday. He had his first extra base hit all year, had a single and a two-run double. Mace throws. Butler breaks his bat, grounding it to the second baseman, Rodriguez. He fields, throws to first. 1-2-3, they go. A perfect second after a perfect first for Tommy Mace. We'll go to the bottom of the second inning. It remains Lake County 3, Lansing nothing.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-223 or visit alanon.org/help.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
In the first inning, Petey Halpin hit a two-run homer. Johnkenzie Noel followed with a home run of his own. Lake County brings a 3-0 lead against Lansing starter Osvaldo Barrios to the second. Ramirez, Coxon, Holland, 7-8-9 on the order due against the Lansing right-hander Barrios out of the Puerto Rico Baseball Academy. The right-hander kicks, throws. Mikael Ramirez takes a fastball up. Adam and I were talking about limbo yesterday. That was a limbo fastball. Righty throws to righty. Ramirez takes that one too. Too high. Two balls and no strikes.
The question is, how low can you go?
That's right. And as you discovered, I cannot go very low. Barrios throws. That was too low. That's a slider. And it's now 3-0 on Ramirez. Mikael Ramirez is hitting just .227 through 14 games. A 3-0 pitch. He swings away and skies it into foul ground near the Lugnuts dugout third base way and back into the seats. 3-1. Ramirez listed at 5'11", 170 pounds. Muscular right-handed batter, open stance. Pitch coming. Strike two called and a slider at the knees.
Get a foul ball in the stands by over where you're sitting. You've got the talking for the next end of the entire game. Everybody recapping how they reacted.
Payoff, a ground ball to shortstop. Vacuum by Winkler, those to first. Ah, there's one down. And then after that, after you discuss it with everybody around, I think then it's your priority to let everybody on Earth that you've ever met, let them know. Hey, if you come to a baseball game, is it a bonus or is it an expectation? Connor Cox swings and misses the breaking ball in strike one. I know some kids who every time they go to a baseball game, it's the expectation that they are going to get a baseball.
It's a disappointment if there isn't one.
Righty, righty. Slider away, went around too far, strike two to Connor Cox. One out, nobody on. Lake County batting with a 3-0 lead in the second. Connor Cox hitting eighth, the center fielder. Here's the pitch. Slider down and away. This time he took it. One ball and two strikes. We've probably discussed this before. How many foul balls have you caught?
I don't think I've ever got one.
We got to get you one.
Besides when they've come up into the booth.
Yeah. One, two. Swing and a miss. Fastball up. Barrios strikes him out. Strikeout number one for Barrios. Two away. Bring up Corey Holland. Yeah, we've got to get you like a really good story.
Not as a fan, though, but we've had a couple come into our booth or come close under the walkway in front of our booth Jackson Field.
The number nine hitter is Corey Holland, Lake County's left fielder. Righty throws. Right-handed batter takes a ball outside. Now, this is much better for Barrios, looking for a perfect frame. He and the Lugnuts are down 3-0 in the second. He offers. That's at the letters. Called a strike on the outside corner.
You saw the spilled attempt at a foul ball catch yesterday by the Guardians fan in the Coliseum, right?
Yes, I did.
His poor wife or friend.
Two call. Seeing that in slow motion.
He got all of her with the drink.
What two pitch. That's outside. Two balls, two strikes on Holland. Leadoff man Joe Naranjo is waiting to bat next. If you've got anything in your hands and a foul ball comes your way, you've got a decision to make. Holland swings and misses. The slider whiffs him. That's two strikeouts in a perfect frame for Osvaldo Barrios. And that sends us to the third, where Adam Jaxa will collect himself and not spill a thing as he takes over the call. Lansing trailing 3-0 at Lake County.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the corporate sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Lansing Lugnuts trying to get some offense going here in this third inning, trailing 3-0 in the series finale at Classic Park. Lake County and Lansing, and 7, 8, 9 due up. Jared McDonald, Lázaro Armenteros, and Brian Puelvas to face the right-handed starter, Tommy Mays, who's allowed everything to be hit and play, but nobody has reached the pitch. A little bit high, ball one to Jared McDonald. Had a couple of hits yesterday, two driven in on two singles, also walked in that second game, an 8-0 Lugnuts win. The 1-0. Kicked back, up over the netting, one ball, one strike. Jared McDonald out of Goodyear, Arizona. 259 hitter so far with seven hits. The pitch, swinging a high hopper over to short on two bounces, taken by Cairo, throws chest high. Naranjo squeezes one down. Well, we've seen a lot of that so far. Five of the seven batters for the Nuts have grounded out in the infield. Three have hopped to second baseman Gabriel Rodriguez. And now the first over to the left side of the diamond. That one handed by the shortstop, Christian Cairo. Here's Lazaro Armenteros. Some good pop in the righty's bat. The pitch home. Strike slides in. 0-1 on Armenteros. 281 hitter through his first 10 games of the season. Nine hits, one double, and three home runs. The pitch. Bounces down low. One ball, one strike. 3-0 captains in the third. Lansing looking for their first series victory of the season, but they have got work to do after three runs came in the first. The offering stays up, maybe a touch and a strike on Armenteros. Lansing just one win this year. When the opponent scores first, they have 11 losses. 2-1. Bounced foul, third base side, 2-2. Lugnuts come in 7-13. So you do the quick math. 11 of the 13 losses this year for the Nuts have been when the opponent scores first. So trying to dig themselves out of a hole today, which has not been easy to do to start the month of April. 2-2. Swing and lifted out to left center field away from Holland. He looks up and it is onto the berm and gone. A fourth home run for Lazaro Armenteros. And Lansing's on the board in the third. Well, we had just talked about how many home runs or potential home run balls have been caught at the warning track or been hit hard out to the deep parts of the park but not left. Armenteros changes that. And he now leads this team with four home runs, Lansing's 12th of the season. Here's Brian Buelvas. In on the hands, jammed out to left center field, running away from Holland into the center fielder. Cox comes over and makes the catch. One pitch and two outs. Well, it was Brian Buelvas that homered yesterday. As he's homered a couple of times in this series, his first two of the season. But not that time. So with two outs back to the top of the card, 3-1 captains leading. And it's Eribiel Angeles. The pitch from Mace. Kicked back off the netting. Strike one. Remember, Lansing knocked Mace out in the first inning the first time around. That's the second home run that Mace has given up this year. 0-1. Swing and a miss. That's sliding away from Angeles. He's down, no balls, two strikes. The other start when he gave up six hits and six runs. The righty works from the third base side of the slab. Ahead, no balls, two strikes. The pitch. Down low. 1-2. Angeles struck out two times yesterday. He's now 5-for-21 in this series with an RBI and three strikeouts. He grounded out to second in his first at-bat. The 1-2. Line drive back up the middle. Base hit as it drops in front of Cox. Second hit of this inning, and Eribiel is aboard with two outs. So a home run and now a single in this third inning. And now it's Austin Beck's turn. Another guy that's capable of hitting one out. And all of a sudden, he's the tying run at the plate. Righty steps in the pitch. Taken on the outside part of the plate, strike one. Start paying attention to the season that Austin Beck is having, starting 278 through his first 12 games. 6 runs scored, 16 total bases with 10 hits, 2 home runs, and 8 driven in. Next pitch, shot foul, first base side as it ping-pongs off the blue seats here at Classic Park. No balls, 2 strikes. Big difference we've noticed from Beck is how many balls he's putting in play, just 7 strikeouts to start the year and 46 plate appearances. He's also walked 7 times, flied out to deep right in his first at-bat. 3-1 captains in the third. The pitch. Pop foul, back out of play. No balls, 2 strikes. White versus gray today in the uniform department. The captains with arced captains in blue across their chest. White jersey, white pants, while the Lugnuts go with that alternate gray uniform, gray top and gray pants. Here on the road, Angeles is in safely. Lancing across the chest for the Nuts in red and the Lugnut logo in the L of the word. 0-2 pitch. Fastball drives away, 1-2.
It's funny, Adam, because when you say white versus gray in baseball uniforms, that's the traditional matchup, mm-hmm. but it's not what we've seen from the Lugnuts for a long time.
And you're seeing a lot of teams go away from the traditional look nowadays in minor or major league baseball. 1-2 is shot up into the gray clouds, right field side, not deep. Naranjo going out the first baseman in foul territory, and it drops just in front of the seats on the warning track and bounces up into the crowd. 1-2. Lansing has gone with the black uniforms on the road. Favorites of Jesse and I. But we see the gray come back out. They wear those traditional whites at home. The captains have an offset blue that they wear on the road on top of their gray uniforms. Lansing will wear a number of different uniforms this year. Page Fence Giants will come back out. Those were awesome black uniforms last year. 1-2 pitch. Lifted out to right field. Halpin coming over to his right has room and reaches back to his left. Makes the catch. And there's the third and final out. Lázaro Armenteros, though, does the damage. A solo shot to left center on the grass out there. Some of the young kids able to pick up a souvenir. His Lugnuts leading 4th home run of the year has got them on the board. Down 3-1, bottom 3 coming up.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe, and you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
A little life for the Lugnuts through the first 3 innings of this game, thanks to the home run from Lázaro Armenteros. They trail 3-1. And back on the hill is Osvaldo Berríos after he got a 1-2-3 second to maneuver through the bottom third of the order with a couple of strikeouts and a ground out. Now back to the top of the order. Joe Naranjo leads off in this third inning. First pitch to the lefty. Lifted out to right field, hit deep. Beck going back towards the track. Circling, though, reaches up and makes a lunging running grab as he stops his run in about right center. That ball was carrying and kind of whipping in the wind, but Beck holds on and a long first out to open up the third inning for Osvaldo Berríos. When you hear the term fly balls are an adventure, that one certainly fits the bill, but nice grab by Beck to track it down. Now Christian Cairo's turn. In on the hands, on the ground to third. Harris to his left, sets his feet, throws chest high to Soderstrom. Two outs on two pitches. So after back-to-back home first to Halpin and Noel, he set down the next seven in a row, trying to work a second straight 1-2-3 half inning. More of what we've been accustomed to seeing from the starting pitching of the Lugnuts this week in Eastlake, Ohio. First pitch to Petey Halpin outside, ball one. It is Halloween day today at the ballpark because it is 1-0 on the ground to second. In comes Angeles, turns around, flips to Soderstrom, and he makes the third out. We'll tell you more about Halloween day when we come back. How would I start a story when that inning took just four pitches? 3-1 our score. Captains in front, fourth inning is next from Classic Park.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Three to one score, captains in front of your Lugnuts. The series finale. Wind whipping around on a gray 65-degree Sunday afternoon to open up the month of May. The kids are in full force on Halloween Day at the park. Apparently it's halfway from Halloween here, May 1st. Is that what it is, I guess?
Yes, that's what it is. There's Christmas in July. This is Halloween in May.
At least Christmas in July is July 25th, though. I feel like that makes more sense than the first of the month.
Well, you can't have it on April 31st because there is no April 31st.
Yes, I
so
suppose.
So hence May 1st.
Tyler Soderstrom steps in, swings and misses at the first pitch. This totally doesn't make sense now, but I was going to say in the last half inning with Petey Halpin up, he didn't have to wear any type of costume. The pitch, swing and a miss. Because he's already played the villain in the last 2 days. Breaking up the no-hit bid yesterday in the seventh and getting the home run today. But alas, the inning ended too soon. 0-2 is shot the other way on the ground. Rolled to Noel at third. Throws low up to Naranjo, but he squeezes. And down goes Soderstrom to become the first out of the fourth.
It's a good line.
I didn't say it quick enough, though.
The kids really appreciated that grounder, didn't they?
They really did. Really into that one. We'll see what they think of Jack Winkler as he steps in. Winkler had a great game yesterday. Three hits and four at-bats. Drove in two, scored two runs. Had a double. First pitch from Mace. Swing and a miss as it slides away from the righty. 3-1 score. Captains got three in the first. Lansing scored one in the third from Lázaro Armenteros' big swing. 12th home run of the year for the Nuts. Swing and a miss again. Back to back with that slide piece moving away. The pitch. That's outside. That's a cutter, isn't it? opposite side there. He's got a 2-4 seam. Might be some late movement on that 2-seam fastball as well, but it's got some late movement on it. The pitch, high bouncing ball towards short. Backs up Cairo. Long throw to first, and just nips Winkler at first base. Cairo had to rocket that ball to get there to beat Winkler as he had to wait on the extra hop deep in the hole. And he did get it over there in time for the second out.
He double clutched too. Made it a really tight play.
So with two outs, it's Brett Harris's turn. Bases clear, 3-1 Captains. Pitch buzzes him inside and back. Same thing we saw the last time he came up. There was that stoppage after the pitch from Mace as DiCenzo came out as manager to check in on him. Pitch up high, 2 balls, no strikes. And then Brett Harris popped out on the following pitch to the catcher in foul territory. Ramirez back there behind the dish. Mace turns the 2-0. Snaps in a fastball, 2-1. Harris 5-14 in this series. He's scored 6 runs for the Nuts. Has a double and a couple of walks. The pitch. On the outside corner, 2 balls, 2 strikes to the former Gonzaga Bulldog, Brett Harris. Mace's 2-2 pitch. In on the hands and lifted out to shallow right. Back goes Naranjo, just a step in fair territory and makes the catch in shallow right. And that will do it for Lansing. A couple of ground balls and a shallow flyout is it. Bottom four is next. Captains 3, Lugnuts 1.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications in Axop. 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition. And Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the corporate sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Captains 3, Lugnuts 1, bottom 4 at Classic Park. Thanks for joining us on your first Sunday in May 2022. First pitch from Osvaldo Berríos on the way. Hit up into the gray clouds, left side of the infield, right at Brett Harris. Calls off for it and makes the catch in fair territory behind the bag at third. One pitch, one out after Osvaldo threw 4 pitches in the third. That's now 9 straight set down since the 2 home runs from Halpin and Noel in that first inning.
When we woke up, Adam, it was looking like it was going to rain all day. Lake County is currently playing like they're trying to beat the rain.
I don't blame him. First pitch, Gabriel Rodriguez lines it into right center field, down for a base hit. Over to his left, Buelvas cuts it off. Rounding first, Rodriguez trying for second and in late, back to Winkler. And there is a first pitch double, the first hit for the Captains since that 3-hit first inning.
Nobody is working the count. If Barrios is close, they're all swinging. And that was a barrel. They have not all been barrels. I'm looking at the forecast right now for East Lake, Ohio. there is no rain forecasted for the rest of today.
Insane, because woke up this morning, checked the radar, and I usually don't do it.
No.
But all we heard yesterday was rain today. The pitch, hard hit down the line, just foul beyond the bag at first as it caroms towards the dugout or the bullpen area for the Captains.
That's another first pitch swing. That's three batters and three first pitch swings.
And we saw two first pitch swings by the Captains in the third. It's Reynald Alcano that's up. Grounded out to second in his first at bat. 3-1 Captains, bottom four, and a run around second with one out. Righty on lefty matchup. The pitch from Barrios. Hard hit. One hop, sliding stop to his left by Angeles. Up and throws to Soderstrom. Two outs. Rodriguez moves over to third. So we woke up this morning, looked, and it said rain starting exactly at 1 and carrying till like 4 or 5 o'clock. Then looked a couple hours later. Rain was supposed to start at 2 and carry for a few hours. Then looked almost half an hour later, and rain wasn't starting till like 4 o'clock. The pitch. Ramirez takes it outside. Ball 1. And here we are. It's kind of a dreary and humid day, but no rain, and looks like we're going to get this series in, which is awesome. 1-0. Jammed him in on the hands. Shallow out to left. Armenteros under it. Comes over, makes the catch. And that's going to do it as the Captains strand Gabriel Rodriguez at third after the double. And still no runs given up by Osvaldo Barrios outside of the three he allowed in the first. 3-1 Captains. We move to the fifth. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler back on the play-by-play right after this.
A friend should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
The Lake County Captains bring a 3-1 lead to the top half of the fifth inning from Classic Park. With Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Good to have you along with us. Especially because we're going to do some trivia coming up very shortly. The righty Tommy Mace back to the mound at 6'6" tall, 230 pounds. You know, 6'6", 230, that's a good height and weight for a guy named Tommy Mace. Takes on Lawrence Butler. Butler steps in at 6'2", 215 pounds from the left side. Lansing down 3-1, 6-7-8 batters, Butler, McDonald, Armenteros. The righty kicks and throws. Butler swings and bounces it down to first. Two hops for Naranjo. Nearly lost his footing. Regained it. Underhands to Mace on one pitch. And it seems like both teams got the memo. Let's wrap things up quickly today.
Guys, the radar looks good. It's okay.
Jared McDonald's the next batter. Let's see how quickly he swings, because everyone right now is first pitch. Second pitch swinging. Righty, one out, nobody on. Lugnuts down by two. The pitch. It's a curveball taken for a called strike in the inside corner. Adam, your trivia question of the game, if you please.
I don't know. Do you think I'll have time to get it in?
You're going to have to talk fast, really fast. But first, the 0-1. A called strike two on the outside edge.
Well, May 1st, 1991 was a memorable day for Major League Baseball. We talked about one thing that happened historically. Yesterday, Ricky Henderson.
0-2. Bounced straight back.
He became the all-time leader in stolen bases, surpassing Lou Brock's record of 938. But there was another big moment in Major League Baseball on this day 31 years ago, 1991. What was it?
You don't say. It's vague. 0-2. Line drive down the right field line. That is fair. And that ball is ticketed for extra bases into the right field corner into the Lake County pen. Right fielder Halpin doesn't want to play it. Jared McDonald is on his way for third. Phil Paul has stopped him for whatever reason. Just keep him running until they send him back. Now the home plate umpire, Brian Van Franken, says go to second, Jared McDonald. And Phil Paul is going to need an explanation.
Now, Phil Pohl's not going to be happy about this. It's a big difference to start at third or at second with one out in the half inning, and that's really too bad for Jared McDonald.
I have seen inside the park home runs on that same exact play, Adam. A ball gets into the bullpen, home bullpen right field corner, road bullpen left field corner. To my mind, you keep Jared McDonald running as long as he can. But the home plate umpire, Brian Van Vranken, says stop at second. You've got a double. For Jared McDonald of the year. And it brings up Lázaro Armenteros, who homered his last time up. Lansing down 3-1 with one out in the fifth.
About 5-for-8 now in this series for McDonald. That bat is starting to perk up.
Here's the pitch. Armenteros lays off a breaking ball down. We were talking about that yesterday. Remember entering game two of the doubleheader? Watch out for Jared McDonald. And he's really swinging a nice bat. Took that one right down the right field line. And on an 0-2, Mace throws. Armenteros grounds it to shortstop. McDonald digs for three. Cairo's up with it. Throws to first to get Lazarito. Out number two with Jared McDonald moving 90 feet up.
That's why that's a bummer that that got called at second, because that probably scores McDonald. That was rolled at a decent pace but deep for Cairo. And the Lugnuts instead, it's going to take a two-out hit for them to get another run back against these captains.
Lake County is warming up a right-hander in its bullpen down the line right now. All the while, here's Brian Welvas. Lansing's down 3-1. The pitch, a breaking ball up and inside, ball one. I believe that's Hunter Stanley, the 11th rounder last year out of Southern Miss. So Tommy Mace could be done. He wants to finish this fifth, but he misses low and away, ball two to Welvas. Jared McDonald at third base for the Lugnuts. Lansing is trying to come back from a three-run first inning for the captains. Osvaldo Barrios has blanked them ever since. A home run by Armenteros in the third put the Lugs on the board. Down 3-1. Here's the 2-0. Welvas hits a bouncer down to first. Tough backhand short hop for Naranjo, who steps on his bag and ends the top of the fifth inning. That's a really nice play. Well, Jared McDonald's double is left, stranded at third. We go to the bottom of the fifth, and it's still Lake County 3, Lansing 1. Halfway to the house from Classic Park.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had changed that? OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
A A three-run first inning is holding up right now for Lake County. Captains 3, Lugnuts 1. Going to the bottom of the fifth for Lake County's 8-9 and 1 batters, Cox, Holland, and Naranjo. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jackson. Glad to have you along here with us. The Lansing starter, Oswaldo Berríos, returns to the mound. It'll be the right-hander Berríos against the right-handed hitting center fielder Connor Cox, the number 8 hitter in the order. Cox struck out swinging his first time up against Berríos, one of 2 Berríos strikeouts. The step back, the leg kick, the first pitch. A ground ball pulled foul up the left side. This fits in with what we've seen from Lake County. The captains are swinging at everything. So for Berríos, that is his 39th pitch, his 28th strike. And the bottom of the fifth, the pitch, fastball runs in. Adam Jaxa gave you your trivia question of the game in the top half. And that is, today in baseball history, what happened May 1st, 1991? And that might sound vague, but there was something. A 1-1 pitch is sprayed to deep right center field. Austin Beck ranging to his right, but it's the center fielder Buelvas who calls and catches it. And Cox retired by his opposite number in center. There's one gone. Also today in baseball history, and we'll see if Lake County allows me to tell you about a couple of things, because May 1st was really cool. Adam went back to 1991. I'm going to go back a little bit farther than that. May 1st, 1884. The very first black player to play in the major leagues, Moses Fleetwood Walker, Fleet Walker for Toledo. Ground ball hit to short by Corey Holland, glove by Winkler, throws to first, 2 gone. Top of the order coming up for Lake County and Joe Naranjo. Lake County leading 3-1. So Fleet Walker playing for Toledo, his very first game. Black player in the major leagues, that's American Association action. I love this story too. May 1st, 1890, the very first walk-off in baseball history. Now, you might be saying to yourself, how is that possible? Well, there's a really great story. Joe Naranjo takes a breaking ball, called a strike. Adam, are you ready for this? Let's say you scored the most runs. You're the home team. You're leading. The other team goes down in order in the top of the ninth. You have the lead. The pitch. That's up high. Well, in baseball history before that, you would still bat. You'd keep on batting. Even if you were winning, let's say 3-1, go to the bottom of the ninth. Swing and a miss by Naranjo. One ball at 2 strikes. They wanted to give everybody their full 9 at-bats. But today was considered the very first time that a team walked off. The Chicago Cubs walked off the Reds 4-3. Here's the 1-2. That's up a little high. A peel of a check swing. He didn't go. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Naranjo. With two outs, nobody on in the fifth.
What was the year on that for that first walk-off?
1890.
Wow.
Opening day in the National League, May 1st. They waited until May 1st for opening day. Naranjo lines a base hit into right center field. Buelvas quickly to his left to cut it off. Naranjo's around first. He's hustling for second. Buelvas, though, is offline. It's right to the third baseman, Harris. They get him. It's a hustle double instead for Naranjo. That extends matters for Christian Cairo in this bottom of the fifth, with the captains, the hometown squad, leading 3-1. Also today, May 1st, 1901, the Detroit Tigers committed 12 errors, and they lost 19-9. Herm McFarland hit the first grand slam in American League history. A slider's outside, ball 1 to Cairo.
Sounds like their World Series appearance against St. Louis.
Except probably not all of those errors were by the pitcher. But I can tell you 10 were by the infield. So 1-0 from Berríos. Cairo swings and grabs it sharply towards short. Into the waiting glove of Winkler. Fires to first. Soderstrom receives. Side retired. Inning over. Double by Naranjo is stranded. We go to the sixth. It's still 3-1. And Berríos has blanked the captains through the second, the third, the fourth, and the fifth. 3-1 Lake County leading. The Lansing Lugnuts will have the top of the order coming up when we return.
As the world faces the challenges of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Lions recognize that kindness matters now more than ever. And Lions and Leos are finding ways to continue to serve our communities, including ordering food delivery for healthcare workers, holding story time for children online, and providing surgical masks to medical professionals and first responders. empowering us to do more. Lions Clubs International Foundation has provided nearly $2.5 million in grant funding for COVID-19 relief. And that support continues to grow. For more than 100 years, in times of need, Lions always find a way to help those around them. And after we emerge from this, we will be stronger than ever. Visit lionsclubs.org to learn more.
This is Alex Jensen, play affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
How about this line for Tommy Mace? The Lake County starter went 5 innings. He walked nobody. He struck out nobody. He allowed 3 hits and 1 run, a solo home run hit by Lázaro Armenteros. And now he's out. He coaxed a lot of groundouts in this one. In the end, I quickly count, Adam, 10 outs on the ground against him. Does that sound right? 3, 6, 9. Actually, make it 11 outs on the ground against Mace. He yields with Lake County leading 3-1 for the right-hander Hunter Stanley. Stanley against Angeles Beck and Soderstrom. First pitch. Eribio Angeles lines it to center field. Caught on a dive by Cox coming in. He robs Angeles of a base hit. Star and extra on your scorecard.
Angeles has been swinging at that first pitch like the trend in this game in all 3 at-bats, and that's too bad. That was hit well. Hunter Stanley out of the University of Southern Miss, 6'2", 215, fastball, slider, and a changeup. This is his 4th appearance. He's given up just 1 run this year, 4 walks and 8 strikeouts.
All right. Here's Austin Beck. Called a strike in the outside corner to start him. Beck has flied out twice to right field. And a 1. At the knees, strike 2 called. I do have one more today in baseball history for you. May 1st, 1920. What a rich day today is in baseball history. 26 innings for a baseball game. 0-2. Down and away. The longest major league game in history. The Braves played Brooklyn. The forerunners of the Dodgers, the Brooklyn Robins, and the Boston Braves tied 1-1. They did not determine a winner. Pause it to the screen. 1-2, it stays. Leon Cador and Joe Esker each pitched 26 innings. Complete games.
Oh, my gosh.
1-1. The 1-2. Low and away. 2-2 on Beck. 1 out, nobody on. The Lugnuts are hitting in the 6th, and they trail 3-1.
So many questions.
Charlie Pick, playing for the Boston Braves, went 0-for-11. That kind of day could kill your batting average in a hurry. Stanley's pitch. Beck doesn't chase. It's outside, and the count is full.
You play 26 innings, and you only produce 2 runs. You have 2 pitchers throw a complete game, and you play all of that time, and you don't have a winner?
No. No, they didn't. A payoff. Beck hits a high bouncer towards short. Kyrowitz back on it, grabs, transfers, throws, and Naranjo cannot dig it at first. Beck is on. Joe Naranjo is a darn good defensive first baseman. He went for that quick short hop backhand snatch, and he couldn't secure. Austin Beck is given an infield single by the official scorer.
Well, and we just saw it. Naranjo used that quick backhand pick to get Huelvas to end the last half inning. So he's good at doing that, but that one just a little bit too tricky, and Beck hustled it out and gets on base.
Now Tyler Soderstrom. Stanley's pitch. Soderstrom hits it high and deep to left. It's way back and gone. Tyler Soderstrom drives it out over the left field wall, tying this game with a 2-run homer. 3-3 in the 6th.
Tyler Soderstrom, my goodness, 3rd home run of the year, and they've all been opposite field shots. That was a missile. And how about these Lugnuts? Little comeback fighting them on this Sunday afternoon.
It is Soderstrom's third home run. He has some kind of opposite field pop. And now Jack Winkler, right-hander throws to right-hander. Up high, ball one. And for all those folks who are wondering, no, there is no MILB.TV in Lake County. Right? That video would be everywhere. Here's the pitch. That's down low. For all of these lug nuts, we've seen a lot of highlights, especially as this series has gone on. We did expect more home runs to be hit, though. Usually a lot of home runs are hit here. Stanley's 2-0. Broken bat lofter into left. Holland started in, now backs up to retrieve. Jack Winkler is out number two. And Brett Harris will step in next. Patrick McCall, meanwhile, is the bat boy, checking in on that bat for Jack Winkler. Boy, that's that good bat, Adam, with the green taped handle. Man. You want the bats to die a hero, but every bat at some point does die. The pitch to Harris. Fouled off on a roller down the left side.
It's got dark and sad quick.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Can I lift your spirits and my spirits? Vinny Capra making his Major League debut today in left field, batting eighth for the Blue Jays.
There we go.
Here's the pitch. Harris swings and grounds it foul. Pulled down the left side. Capra is number 165 for Lansing Lugnuts to the Major Leagues. Played for the Lugnuts in 2018. Ball got away from the Lake County pen. Hunter Stanley, the reliever, winds and throws. Harris pops it up, foul, back and out of play. Stays nothing and two on Brett as that ball's onto the rooftop. So already this year, we have seen Zach Logue, Zach Jackson, Christian Lopes, and now Vinny Capra, four Lugnuts, reach the bigs. The pitch. Harris rips it down the left side, a liner, foul. Lasered into the Lug's pen. Strength. Lake County led 3-0 after back-to-back home runs in the first inning. Petey Halpin, a two-run homer. Jonkenzie Noel, a solo shot. But the Lugnuts have tied the score. Two outs, bases clean in the sixth. The deal. Harris lays off the breaker low. Ball one. A solo home run by Lázaro Armenteros out to left center in the third. And then Tyler Soderstrom taking Hunter Stanley deep with Austin Beck aboard here in the sixth. 3-3. Stanley to Harris. Got him out in front of the off-speed and strikes him out swinging. Side retired. Soderstrom's two-run bomb to left, though, has deadlocked things at 3-3 between Lake County and Lansing. We're through 5.5 at Classic Park. Let's go to the bottom of the sixth inning. This is Lugnuts Baseball.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
As we go to the bottom half of the sixth inning, Osvaldo Berríos is still one pitch away from 50. 49 pitches through five frames for Osvaldo Berríos. The right-hander allowed three runs in the first inning, but since then, just a double in the fourth, a double in the fifth. That is all he struck out to. He has not walked anybody. He stranded each of those doubles. I'll take on Halpin, Noel, and Rodriguez, 3, 4, and 5 in this bottom half of the sixth inning. The right-hander throws, and the left-handed Petey Halpin takes ball one low. Adam Jaxa by my side. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's the pitch. That's a broken bat lofter, shallow left center, Winkler out to make the catch right in front of Armenteros. And there's one gone.
Now take that, Petey Halpin.
Break the man's bat, set him down. Two-run home in the first inning after a no-hit busting single through the right side yesterday. John Kenzie Noel now, 1-for-2 with a home run. Right-hander to right-hander, 3-3 is the score. A fastball rides up and in from Barrios. Ball one. Lansing Lugnuts came into play today at 7-13. The pitch, foul back over our heads and bouncing back down after it hit off the rooftop. One ball, one strike. And by the way, if you were able to hear these broadcasts without any audio interruptions this year, 1-1. Outside. The reason for that is we're running everything off of Adam's computer, not my computer. If you don't hear Adam, then it has to go off of mine, but Adam's computer has been great. There's a high fly hit to left by Noel. Way up there. Armenteros is waiting for it to come down. Now it does into his glove. And there's two outs. That took its time visiting the clouds. And then, you know, you've got to stow the tray table. Make sure that your seat is in an upright position before touching down for out number two.
His 10 feet.
Gabriel Rodriguez now, 1-for-2, with a double to right center as last time. Brios throws, swing and a miss. Great changeup. Two outs, nobody on, and Osvaldo Brios continues to cruise. He fires. Slider low, 1-ball, 1-strike. Lake County coming in at 9-11. West Michigan is in between the two squads at 7-12. A break even 1-1. Runs inside. The Lugnuts will see the West Michigan Whitecaps starting up on Tuesday. 6-game homestand at Jackson Field. The Whitecaps currently leading Great Lakes 1-0. They're in the bottom of the first. Jake Holton, an RBI single. There's a foul out of play to the right side. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Rodriguez. Tied up 3-3 here in the bottom of the sixth with Barrios looking for a perfect frame. Osvaldo Barrios steps back, leg kick, here it comes. A ground ball hit towards short, fielded by Winkler. Here's the throw to first. Soderstrom receives out number 3. 1-2-3 go the 3-4-5 meat of the order hitters for the captains. Barrios is looking strong. We go to the seventh. Lansing and Lake County knotted up 3-3. Adam Jaxa will have the call when we resume from Classic Park.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
All right, and on we push to the seventh. What a game we've got in the series finale from Lake County. It is 3-3 between the captains and your Lugnuts. And Lansing coming back up to the plate here in the top of the seventh, looking for their eighth victory of the season. They have caught back up thanks to two long balls, something Lansing really has not done much of to start the year, just their 12th and 13th home runs of the season. Lázaro Armenteros with his fourth, Tyler Soderstrom with his third, which have all been the opposite direction. Here's Lawrence Butler into the box from the left side. The pitch. A little bit wide, ball one. Hunter Stanley begins his second inning of work after giving up that long ball to Soderstrom in the sixth. The righty turns and throws. A little bit low, two balls, no strikes. Lawrence Butler in this series with three hits. He's 0 for 2 today with a couple of ground balls to the right side of the infield. 2-0 pitch. Inside, three balls and no strikes. Butler has done an excellent job of walking this year, so he's going to try and get on base once more via the base on balls. 3-0 pitch. In there for a called strike one. 16 walks for Butler. Far and away the most on this nuts squad. The pitch. In on the hands, twisted back foul, and it's 3-2. Lansing 1-11 when giving up. Here they are. They've worked themselves back after a 3-0 start for the captains through that first inning. The pitch. Barreled out to center field, backing up is Cox, going to the track, looking up, it's over his head, and that baseball is still in play, but Butler strolls into second. Boy, that looked like a home run. That ball went over the yellow line and looked like it may have hit off by the railing. It was the same sort of situation we saw in the first inning when John Kenzie Noel hit it out, and Phil Pohl is adamant with a home plate umpire that was a home run.
When the manager meets at home plate to exchange the lineup cards, they go over the ground rules with the umpires. And Phil immediately talked to Brian Van Vranken. Van Vranken made the call. He's conferring now with Emma Charlesworth Sealer to discuss what both of them saw, because that ball did hit off the top of the wall and the railing.
Lawrence Butler can't believe it as Van Vranken comes over and tells Phil Pohl that it's a double. Butler has removed his helmet in disgust and now will discard all of his padding around his ankles and his elbows. I don't know how that's not a home run. It was over the yellow line and then kicked back in, and there's a railing that runs along from left to center and then continues from right center to right, and it certainly looked as the same home run ball we saw go off of that railing in the first from the captains was called a home run. That is where that Butler ball went off of.
Yeah, what the umpires saw, though, was that it hit off the top of the wall. They did not see it touch the railing.
So we continue on. Jared McDonald up. First pitch, swings through it, strike one. McDonald, when he came up in his last at-bat, doubled down the right field side. The ball went into the captain's bullpen. As he was at third, he had tripled, but they called it a dead ball out there and only gave him two. The 0-1. Swing and a miss, and Butler behind, no balls and two strikes.
To me, the more important thing, and I know that doubled yesterday to left. This is a double to center. He had zero extra base hits before yesterday. Now we're seeing that thunder emerging in his bat.
He was hoping for his first home run of the year. Not quite. 0-2, McDonald rips it, bouncing foul, third base side. Lugnuts and captains tied at three. Lansing has scored three straight with a home run in the third from Armenteros, a two-run shot from Tyler Soderstrom in the last half inning, and nearly a third home run from Butler. Again, this Lugnuts offense starting to heat up as the weather does as well, another 65-degree afternoon. 0-2. Swing and a miss. McDonald unable to catch up to it. And it is the first strikeout for McDonald and the second for Stanley, one away.
If the conditions here were more hitter-friendly, like you and I are used to seeing later on in the season, that Lawrence Butler drive is going to hit off the lighthouse in left center.
It was pegged right for it and just didn't quite get there. Here's Lázaro Armenteros from the right side. Stanley's pitch. Low and outside, ball one.
Well, Adam, you told me. After Lake County scored their three runs in the first inning, we hit break, and you immediately said, no, I got a good feeling. Lansing is going to come back and win this game.
Well, they didn't have many swings and misses against Tommy Mace. The 1-0, Swing and a miss. Strike one, like they're getting right now as we're seeing some of our first strikeouts. But everything was being put in play, and everything was being fouled off. And Mace, a guy that they had hit up earlier when they saw him the opening weekend, it's a second-round selection. Pretty good pick. 1-1. Swing and a miss from Armenteros. One ball, two strikes. And again, this after they, you know, Jesse tied a season high with 14 hits and 8 runs in that back-end doubleheader, 8-0 victory yesterday afternoon. Armenteros down, one ball, two strikes with Butler at second and one out. The pitch kicked back off the netting. 1-2. I think a big opportunity for us. They have not won a series yet to open up the year. And this would be an opportunity to get one on the road, up 3-2 in this series in the games department, tied 3-3 in this sixth and final game. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Off speed is working well for Hunter Stanley, and the Lugnuts are completely fooled on those. That's the second straight strikeout, and now it'll be left to Brian Buelvas.
I can see the steam coming out of Lawrence Butler's head. He's currently venting to the second baseman, Rodriguez.
Some bad luck calls for the Lugnuts that have kept a couple of their batters at second today. The pitch home. Buelvas takes it down low. Ball one. Let's see if Brian can potentially pick up Lawrence and get him in. 3-3 in the top of the seventh. 6 hits for Lansing, 5 for Lake County. I think this is an important momentum game for the Lugnuts because you win on the road and then you get West Michigan coming home with a chance to build. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Again, it's that breaking ball that the Lugnuts can't figure out right now. Last time the Lugnuts played West Michigan, they lost the series and they left town as West Michigan was in first place in the Midwest League East Division. But West Michigan just a half game up on the Lugnuts right now. At the bottom of the league at 7-12. Swing and a foul off. Back to the backstop, 1-2. The standings in the East Division, Dayton is out ahead of the rest, 15-5. Fort Wayne, 11-9. Great Lakes, 9-10. Lake County, 9-11. Then West Michigan, 7-12. Lansing, 7-13 through the first month of the season. The 1-2. Down low, two balls, two strikes. Buelvas starting to learn a little bit to lay off that slider. That has been excellent. Fastball, slider, and changeup. From the right-hander, Hunter Stanley. Strikeouts of the Lugnuts today. They did not strike out through the first 5 innings of this game. Butler at second, 2 outs, and a 2-2 count. The pitch. Swing and a reached-on chopper towards third. Backing up is Noel. Tries to tag out Butler and does so as Butler hesitated but was already running there. And an easy force-out, or tag-out rather, to end the seventh inning. So a Butler double that looked like it could have been a straightaway center field home run goes for naught, and we remain tied 3-3. Bottom of the seventh is next. Let's answer some trivia when we come back to Eastlake, Ohio.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the corporate sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
I hope you're all stretched out as we push on to the bottom of the seventh. Here's the first pitch from Osvaldo Berríos. It's outside, ball one. Raynel Delgado, Mikael Ramirez, and Connor Cox to come up in this seventh inning. Tied at three. Good one. The pitch. Lifted out to center and over the jumping Winkler. Down for a base hit. Just a little bit to the left of Winkler, who was already shaded over towards second from his shortstop position. And Delgado pushed it out for the sixth hit for the Captains. So the scoreboard is now even in the runs, hits, and errors column between the Nuts and the Captains on this final game of the six-game set. Ramirez into the box. First pitch, low and outside. Ball one. Three runs, six hits, no errors for Lansing. Three runs, six hits, no errors for Lake County. Run around with nobody out. The pitch. Low and outside. Two balls, no strikes. Ramirez today 0 for 2. He's 3 for 11 in this series. Righty on righty as Berríos works. The pitch. Spins it in there for strike one. What a bounce back for Berríos. We've talked to you all week about how the starting pitching for Lansing is starting to come around, at least in this series. He gave up three in the first and nothing since. The pitch. That bends back Ramirez. 3-1. He gave up back-to-back home runs to Berríos, to Halpin and Noel, and since then he's scattered just three hits over the next six innings. Excellent work from the righty. The pitch. In there, strike two, and it's a full count against Ramirez.
I think about when you've got great starting pitching, the bullpen doesn't get used, as opposed to poor starting pitching and the bullpen gets overtaxed. There have been relievers who haven't pitched for a while.
Payoff pitch, bouncing ball, third base side, and it just hops foul as Brett Harris went over behind the bag at tail to the left. So we'll do the 3-2 over again. Yeah, makes it a lot easier on the bullpen arms if they get to just enjoy the game from the bullpen area for most of the game.
Yesterday, a doubleheader. You'd figure the bullpen would be needed. Relievers threw nine pitches in yesterday's doubleheader. Edward Barham fired a perfect frame, and that was it. Stevie Emanuels and Jeff Criswell took it from there. So, James Gonzalez, Diego Granado, sorry. We need to get you guys in.
3-2, runner takes off. That ball gets away. It's ball four from McDonald. He goes back to pick it up, but the first two have reached, and trouble brewing for the first time for Lansing since that opening half inning. This is the first time Lake County has had two runners on the bases all game, really, because Halpin homered, homer run, and then Noel homered after him, so there really has not been much traffic at all on the bases for Lake County as we get our first visit from Gabriel Ozuna. We'll see if Berríos is going to stay in here. This just gives an opportunity for the arms to continue working and an opportunity for us to give you an answer to our trivia question today, which was, there was two pieces of great history that happened on this day, May 1st, 31 years ago, back in 1991. We gave you one yesterday because we didn't know if we were going to play today because of the rain that was in the forecast that somehow has stayed away. Ricky Henderson broke Lou Brock's record of 938 stolen bases as he surpassed him to become the number one guy in the stolen bases department in Major League Baseball, eventually getting 1,406 before his career came to an end. What was the other major history moment on this day back in 1991? The first pitch, bunted back foul. And it's strike one to Connor Cox. Jesse, did we get any answers?
Yes, we sure did. We got several answers emailed in. And it was Paul Hammerly who wrote Nolan Ryan's seventh no-hitter.
The most in Major League Baseball history. Great job, Paul. Yes, indeed. Seventh no-hitter. It came against our Rangers, beat the Jays 8-0. Ryan threw 122 pitches. 83 of them were for strikes. The pitch. Bounced fair, third base side on a bunt, but then picked up foul about five or six steps down the line from Jared McDonald, and Cox is now behind, no balls and two strikes. So how about that? If you go back and remember, if you're a longtime baseball fan, which game were you watching on May 1st, 1991? And then how about the two big moments that happened for both Ricky Henderson and Nolan Ryan? That's why we appreciate baseball, the history, and you just never know what's going to happen that day at the park.
Nearly saw something yesterday.
Twice nearly saw something yesterday with two one-hitters.
Yeah, back-to-back one-hitters in a doubleheader.
The 0-2. Swinging a bouncer, third base side, knocked down by Harris. Steps on the bag at third, throws to first. Soderstrom's got it, and there's a quick double play turn from Brett Harris on a hot hopper to third that he knocked down, stood up, stood on the bag, and threw a dart over to first. Two outs, runner at second in Ramirez.
Adam, I wonder if he collects it cleanly, if he's got a chance to throw to second base to force out Ramirez. That is a perfect triple play ball, a bouncer right to third for the third baseman.
Oh, does that lighten the load a little bit for Osvaldo Berríos now? Two outs, and it's Corey Holland that's into the box, the nine hitter. First pitch down low, ball one.
You've never seen a triple play, right?
I haven't.
We've knocked out immaculate inning and inside the park home run. Look, 2022, we've got our bingo card. We're going to go right down that list.
I thought maybe we would get the first no-hitter yesterday. Never seen that either. Close. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. One ball and one strike. It's one thing to see him on TV. We've, for the most part, all seen him or heard him on the radio. But to be at a ball game in person to watch something, pretty unique. Rio set from the stretch. The kick home. Swing and a miss. That's great right there from Berríos. Late movement away from Holland, the right-handed batter. And Berríos, after giving up a base hit and a walk, is a strike away from getting out of this half inning. Bottom seven, big spot, 3-3 our score. Runner at second, two outs. The pitch slides away, and good eye from Holland as he kept the bat back. Two balls, two strikes. On the nine-hitter, who's 3-for-8 in this series, two of those three hits have been doubles. Captains have not scored against Berríos since the three-run first inning. The pitch home. In on the hands and darted out to right center field, down for a base hit and running to the wall. Around first is Holland. In to score is Ramirez. Holland is digging for three. The throw won't get there. It's a two-out triple, and Lake County back in front, 4-3. That ball was smoked on a line out to right center, and unfortunately for Berríos, that looks like it's going to do it. He was excellent after three runs given up in the first and looked like he may have been able to maneuver out of his seventh with two outs after the double play. But Corey Holland has other plans, and no surprise, we go back to the top of the order. Phil Pohl is going to make the change, and the Lugnuts are going to go to the pen. But, man, what an outing from Berríos to bounce back after that first inning, and that's a tough way to see him exit the game.
I think you tip your cap to Corey Holland. That is a fastball down and in, and he inside outed it on a line into right center. Sometimes the hitter just does his job.
Yes, indeed. And now it's going to be up to James Gonzalez, the left-hand line, get this final out, because this is an important one in a one-run game. With the Lugnuts still with six outs away to try and get a run back. You certainly don't want to give Lake County any type of insurance. Now with a runner at third and two outs in this seventh inning.
Gonzalez, 21 years of age, Adam. A big guy, 6'2", nearly 260 pounds. This is his fourth relief appearance for the Lugnuts. The last time that we saw him, it was all the way back on April the 23rd, game two against the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, all the way back last Saturday. And in that game, one scoreless inning, one hit. He's had one rough outing, that where he allowed 6 runs in 2 innings against the Tin Caps. Aside from that, he's been fine. The big key for him is harnessing his command for his fastball.
All right, well, let's see if he can find it out here. Not going to be easy. He's got Naranjo, Cairo, and Halpin. However, Naranjo and Cairo have struggled in this series. Naranjo, though, with 2 hits today to give him his second and third hits of this series in 18 at-bats. And that's the man that will come up against the lefty, James Gonzalez. 4 runs, 7 hits for Lake County. 3 runs, 6 hits for Lansing in the sixth and final game of this series on what has turned into a lovely Sunday afternoon to open the month of May. It is a little humid and a little gray up top, but the sun trying to peek through. 65 degrees. We didn't think we were going to get a baseball game in today. Lefty on lefty matchup. Gonzalez ready for his first pitch out of the pen. Kicks and throws. Hammered back off the net. Strike one to Naranjo.
That's a really good sign. That's a fastball for the outside corner that Naranjo can't do anything with. That's what I'm looking for, is how well does Gonzalez locate?
Naranjo digs back in the back of the left-handed box. 5'8", 200-pounder. Gonzalez is 0-1. Bends in there, strike two. That's a thing of beauty from James Gonzalez. Naranjo was bobbing back out of the way, thinking that was coming towards him. And it darted back in right in front of him over the plate. And Gonzalez now ahead 0-2. Has options here with a runner at third.
Throw it again.
The pitch home. Does go down low with it. And it's a sweeping stop from McDonald. Lifted off the lid and swept to his right to keep that one in front.
Let's watch the runner at third, Holland, by the way. Third base a long ways off the bag. You've got a lefty on the mound, so his back is to him. This is a spot for a straight steal of home.
He's moving himself a third of the way down the line. Gonzalez with a 1-2 pitch coming to Naranjo. Checked it. Did he go around? Yes, he did, according to Brian Van Vranken, home plate umpire. Gonzalez comes in and cleans things up with a strikeout and keeps the damage to just one run. But Lake County strikes first. For the first time since the first, they're in front 4-3. Eighth inning is next. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler takes you the rest of the way from Eastlake, Ohio.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Lake County has taken its first lead since the middle innings. It was Corey Holland's RBI triple that has given the Captains a 4-3 edge on our way to the eighth. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. The Lansing Lugnuts coming up are the top of the order. That's Angeles Beck. Challenge the right-handed reliever Hunter Stanley back to the mound for his third inning of work out of the pen. It was Stanley who allowed the Beck single and Soderstrom game-tying two-run homer the last time that these guys faced him. That was in the sixth. The series finale from Lake County's Classic Park. If Lansing wins, the Lugnuts win 4 out of 6 from the series. That would be the Lugnuts' first series win of the year. Lake County wins, these two teams split the 6 games. Here's Eurybio Angeles, who is 1 for 3. When he faced Stanley in the 6th inning, he sent a bullet to center field, and Connor Cox robbed him with a dive. Righty throws to righty. Bounced it in, down and away. 1-0. The outfield is deep now. And straight up for Connor Cox in center field. Third baseman Noel is guarding his line. The windup and the pitch. On the outside corner at the knees, strike called. Eurybio Angeles with his single back in the 3rd inning. That is his 25th hit of the year. The pitch hit in the air to right center field. There's some grass out there. Halpin rushes to his right. He gets there and nearly collides with Cox, overlapping. Cox lost his hat. Halpin collects it on the dead sprint, and Angeles is denied again by this Lake County outfield. 1 away in the top of the 8th. Petey Halpin, the youngest member of this Lake County squad, and he was at full speed to right center. Now Austin Beck. Stanley throws. Slider, outside corner, strike called. Lansing trails 4-3 in the 8th. Beck is 1 for 3 with a single and a run scored. The pitch, bouncing down and away. Even stance for Beck. Knees slightly bent. The kick, the 1-1. Ground ball down toward third base. Noel comes in to gather, throwing on the run. Perfect to Naranjo. 2 outs. Now Tyler Soderstrom in the return engagement against the pitcher whom he swatted his 3rd home run of the year against in the 6th.
Kind of feels like it's going to take a home run to tie this, right? I mean, that's how the Lugnuts have got their runs today.
Armenteros, a solo homer in the 3rd. Soderstrom with a man aboard in the 6th. First pitch here. A curveball, low, ball 1. And Lake County just grabbed the lead on a Corey Holland RBI triple in the bottom of the 7th. A ball and offering from Stanley. Outside. Oh, he's treating Soderstrom very carefully now. Jack Winkler is on deck. If Stanley decides to put Soderstrom on. 2 outs, bases clean in the 8th. Here's the pitch. Bounced it in, ball 3. Stanley wears his navy socks up to his knees. Soderstrom windmilling the black bat around. A 3-0. Taking up and in for ball 4. There's the tying run. Jogging down toward first base.
Yeah, I don't blame you, Hunter Stanley.
Halfway to Halloween, and Soderstrom was a scary proposition. Well, here comes Jack Winkler.
Hunter Stanley was the scared crow.
That's right. Now here, out to the mound, the pitching coach for the Lake County Captains, Caleb Longshore, makes the walk. When your name is Longshore and you're pitching coach for Lake County, I think that makes sense. We are not all that far away from Lake Erie. And Longshore got out there with a pat for the catcher, Ramirez. Into the late going, Soderstrom at first base, and Jack Winkler hitless today, but a 3-hit game yesterday with 2 singles and a double, and he knocked in 2. Coming up for the Lansing Lugnuts, the Lugnuts have a 12-game, 13-day homestand, and it all begins Penn Slam School Day on Tuesday. Adam, you won't be able to make that, right? You've got work.
Yeah, I don't think I am. We've got 3 11 o'clockers over the next 2 Tuesdays.
11.05 a.m. this Tuesday against West Michigan, then a Dog Days of Summer on Wednesday. On Thursday, Labatt Blue Thirsty Thursday, and on Friday, a Grand Slam School Night before Comic Book Night on Saturday and Capital City Market Kids Day Sunday. We're ready to play the pitch. Winkler takes a called strike on the outside corner.
Remind the fans, Jesse, back to the normal 7:05 start, so make sure you give yourself an extra hour before coming out to the park, or just come right at 6 o'clock when the gates open.
That's right, Saturday or Wednesday through Saturday, 7:05. The pitch to Winkler. Foul to the screen. Strike two. Very different approach here for Stanley than compared to facing Tyler Soderstrom. Soderstrom at first base for the Lugnuts. Top of the eighth, two outs. Jack Winkler is grounded to the pitcher, grounded to short, and fly to left. Broke his bat last time against Stanley. Right-hander to right-hander for three caps. The pitch, sliders outside. You can go to LansingLugnuts.com and get your tickets. You can also call 517-485-4500. Lugnuts against the Whitecaps May 3rd through May the 8th, and then home against the Dragons May 10th through May 15th. Here's a 1-2 for Winkler. On its way. Fastball called strike three at the knees on the outside corner. Side retired. Stanley's fourth strikeout ends his third inning of relief work, and Soderstrom's two-out walk is stranded. Going to the bottom of the eighth, it is Lake County leading 4-3 over the Lansing Lugnuts.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed?
Feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
James Gonzalez came out of the Lansing Lugnuts bullpen in the seventh. It is Gonzalez who begins the bottom of the eighth inning for the Lugnuts. In the seventh inning, the big southpaw struck out Joe Naranjo. That stranded the captain's Corey Holland at third base, denying Lake County to add to a current 4-3 lead. So 4-3 it is for the captains. Their last licks to add insurance before we go to the ninth from Classic Park. It'll be Cairo, Halpin, and Noel against the southpaw out of David, Panama. He's one of two Panamanians on this Lugnuts team, James Gonzalez and Joshua Wright. Christian Cairo from Bakersfield, California, waits from the right side. Here's the pitch. Line to center field. Brava started back. Now he rushes in. He runs it down with a shortstop Winkler giving way. And on one pitch, there's one away. Next up is Petey Halpin. Halpin is 1-3 with a two-run homer in the first inning. A ground out to second and a pop out to short. And oh, by the way, Christian Cairo, his numbers just have not gotten any better today. He's now 0-4 and 4-50 throws to lefty. Gonzalez to Halpin. Low and away. Fastball for ball one. One out, nobody on for the Lake County Captains, the High A affiliate of the Cleveland Guardians, whom Adam and I have observed at Cleveland and the Lugnuts Major League parent club, the Oakland Athletics. They're facing one another at the big league level. The pitch, down and away, skipping off the shin guard of catcher McDonald. Two balls and no strikes. And yesterday it was the former Guardian, Richie Palacios, the younger brother of the former Lugnut, Josh Palacios, who had a pinch-hit two-run tie-breaking double off the former Lugnut Danny Jimenez to lift the Guardians to a 3-1 win. 2-0. Smacked on the ground, diving backhand stop by Harris at third, pops up and throws. He's out at first base. Brilliance from Brett Harris. Star next stood on the scorecard. The third baseman getting down to his right, and then he had to stand up and get it to first in a hurry with Halpin flashing up the line.
That's like the third or fourth diving stop that Brett Harris has made just over the last two games. Did Halpin get tossed?
I think so, because he's taking the long walk up the tunnel down the right side. Batting helmet held in his left hand, bareheaded, walking past the Lake County bullpen. He said something to Emma Charlesworth Sealer, and she sent him to the showers. Here's Junkenzie Noel taking a called strike in the outside corner. I was looking at Brett Harris while that was going down.
Same. I mean, what a play by Brett. Goodness.
Two outs, nobody on. Right-handed batter. The lefty Gonzalez's pitch. Swing and a miss on a changeup. No balls and two strikes for Noel. It was bang-bang at first base. And Halpin disagreed with the call. So Lake County is going to need a new right fielder when we go to the ninth. 4-3 captains and 0-2. High and outside just to show it to him. Harris's defense has been spectacular, specifically here in Lake County. But 4 or 5 highlight reel plays. The 1-2 from Gonzalez to Noel. Slider waved at helplessly and missed. Gonzalez strikes out the slugger. Well, a 1-2-3 eighth, 4 up, 4 down overall for Gonzalez in his relief effort, and he hopes to return to the mound for the bottom of the ninth. But the Lugnuts are going to need one to tie and more than that for the lead. It's going to be Harris, Butler, and McDonald when we go to the ninth inning from Classic Park. The captains on top of Lansing, 4-3.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Jonathan Rodriguez enters for the ejected Petey Halpin in right field for Lake County. Hunter Stanley, meanwhile, remains on the mound for the captains. Lake County lead over Lansing is 4-3. With Adam Jackson, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. And the Lansing Lugnuts batters due up. Harris, Butler, and McDonald against the right-handed reliever. On for a fourth inning out of the pen. Brett Harris struck out his first time against Hunter Stanley. So here comes round two. Harris is 0-3. A foul out to the catcher, a pop out, and the whiff. And it has been very rare that we've seen Harris go a game without reaching base. No doubles defense for the captains. Righty to righty. A slider down. He went around too far. Strike one. That third baseman, Junkenzie Noel, is right on his line deep down the left side. Here's the pitch. Low and away. Taken for ball one.
Well, that's the challenge pitch from Stanley since he's come in to get these swings and misses. That slider, the Lugnuts have really struggled to lay off of it.
He offers. Fastball swatted to center. Cox waits to his right. He hauls it in. One out.
Hit it flush, just out to the deepest part of the park. Didn't have enough on it, but that by far the best swing today for Brett.
Lawrence Butler had a pretty good swing against Hunter Stanley his last time.
Almost great.
Almost great.
May have been great.
It was ruled not. It was ruled a double, not a homer. And that's why it's 4-3 captains. First pitch. A curveball dropping in for a called strike. Lansing was down 4-3. Actually, it was a tie game. It was 3-3 in the top of the seventh when Lawrence Butler crushed one to center. A one. curveball across the outside corner. Strike two called. And Butler and the Lugnuts thought that the ball was over the center field wall, but the umpires disagreed, sent him to second. The 0-2. Fastball rides outside. And then Butler was left. Lansing could not score the run in the top of the seventh inning, could not break the tie. Lake County could in the bottom of the seventh on a Holland triple. The 1-2 pitch. That's outside. Good take. Two balls and two strikes each. One out, nobody on. Nuts trail 4-3 in the ninth. McDonald on deck. Hunter Stanley winds and throws. Foul to the screen. Boy, did he have a cut.
Well, he'd love to get a hold of another one to make up for the one he thought was already gone. He was pretty frustrated that that got ruled a double and not a home run.
Looking for his first home run of the year. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. A fastball away strikes him out. Two away in the ninth.
Well, the out pitch has been that slider low and away, but when you've got a lefty up at the plate, you can't really use that, so he goes fastball away from Butler, and Lawrence just couldn't catch up to it.
Jared McDonald is going to try to keep the Lugnuts alive. The first pitch to him. At the letters for a called strike. McDonald is 1-for-3 with a double. Stanley struck him out in the seventh. Stanley deals outside. And if McDonald can reach, Lázaro Armenteros would bat. Two outs, nobody on. Lansing is down 4-3 in the ninth inning at Lake County. A 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. And now the Lugnuts are down to their final strike. A 6-foot-tall, 190-pound Hunter Stanley readies this for Jared McDonald. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Off-speed strikes him out. And this ball game is over. In an hour and 58 minutes, unofficially, Lake County defeats Lansing 4-3. And these two squads split this six-game series.
Well, I tell you what, Tommy Mace, you know, pitched to a lot of contact and didn't give up many runs, just the home run to Armenteros, but in came Hunter Stanley, and he cleaned up the strikeouts, got the swings and misses with that chain, and pretty efficient work from both Mace and Stanley, and this is a tough loss today for the Lugnuts.
Adam and I will wrap it all up after this with the Lugnuts postgame show. 4-3, Captains defeat the Lugnuts and the Sunday series finale.
I just don't know what to do anymore.
I wish everyone would just go away.
No, it's nothing. Don't worry about me.
Mind your own business. I hate my life.
She'll see when I'm gone.
Suicide could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a plea for help. You can help someone before it's too late.
And then she said she wanted to kill herself.
Do something. Contact OK to Say.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Welcome into Lansing Lugnuts postgame. With Adam Jackson, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Lugnuts fall in the finale from Lake County, final score of 4-3. Grounds crew is currently attending to the field as both teams depart up the same tunnel in the right field corner and off to the clubhouses, which are located out beyond the stadium to the right side, where there's a styrofoam skull that has been greeting the Lugnuts all series long, clearly in preparation for halfway to Halloween. Adam, about this game, the Lugnuts were great pitching, just like we had seen throughout the series, but also we did not see a lot of offense overall, which had been the case throughout the series. And in the end, the Lugnuts win 3, they lose 3 at Lake County, and they lose today 4-3.
Yeah, just didn't have a ton of guys on base. They collected the 6 hits, and thankfully a couple of them were home runs. But other than that, nothing else going. And they hit a lot of contact against Tommy Mace. He didn't strike anybody out, but he got a lot of ground balls and a lot of weak contact. And then into the game came Hunter Stanley. He did give up the 2-run shot to Tyler Soderstrom, and the long double to center from Lawrence Butler that looked like it was a home run. But other than that, the Lugnuts struggled against these two pitchers today. And as we talked about before this game got going, Jesse, the theme for this series had kind of been low-scoring, tight games. And we saw that again today. And you're going to look at these two games on Friday and Sunday where the Lugnuts, as they try and figure things out, got nipped twice, 4-3. Certainly Friday, a much more difficult one to swallow because they were up the entire game and gave up a 2-run walk-off. But you give them a lot of credit. I mean, they're down 3-0, come all the way back to make it 3-3. And we say come all the way back because their offense has struggled coming from behind, but just wasn't enough today.
Was good to see the 3 big swings. Lázaro Armenteros hit his team-leading 4th home run. And then the 2 promising youngsters who had gotten off to cold starts, Tyler Soderstrom and Lawrence Butler, each of them, big cut. Soderstrom, a 2-run homer. Butler's was ruled, though it looked like a home run over the center field wall. It was ruled still in play on a double. However, that's good hard contact.
Listen, I mean, this team's 7-14, 21 games in, but I'm going to continue to tell you this team is better than their record, and they're going to piece this together and start to make a run here, and hopefully it starts when you head back home to open up the slate here in May on Tuesday against the West Michigan Whitecaps. But, I mean, they just seem they're battling better. They're pitching it a little bit better. Their defense has been consistent. And now they just need those big bats, a couple of those today.
Osvaldo Barrios was coming off a game in which he had allowed 5 walks, 5 hits, 5 runs. He was not very good in 4 innings against Fort Wayne. He started off today, and it looked like more of the same. And then he settled in nicely.
Yeah, he really did. I mean, it's not easy to give up back-to-back home runs and start in an immediate hole 3-0, but he put that aside and then went into the 7th inning before he allowed any more runs. And in between that point, between the 2nd and the 6th, he only gave up 2 hits, got a couple of strikeouts, and had worked a nice 7th after allowing the first 2 to come on, was an out away of only giving up those 3 runs. So really impressed with the way that Barrios battled back today after a choppy first inning and kept the Lugnuts in this game and gave them an opportunity to win.
How about James Gonzalez? It had been a week since last we saw the young left-hander, and this was the best that he had looked this year.
I mean, comes in, faces 4 straight batters, gets 2 strikeouts, gets a nice assist there from Brett Harris, who robs Petey Halpin. But for the most part, weak contact for him, couple strikeouts, as mentioned, and Gonzalez came in an important situation, too. So pressure was filled in that 7th inning with a runner at 3rd and 2 outs trying to keep this game at 1 run, and he did that. So, again, you take away and you look at this, and it's tough to see that the Lugnuts lost because there are a lot of parts of this game they did a really good job on, and that is truthful with both Barrios and Gonzalez on the mound. They did a nice job today.
All right, let's look ahead to the next series. The Lugnuts and the West Michigan Whitecaps. And you mentioned it. West Michigan took 4 out of 6 games from the Lugnuts at LMCU Ballpark on the western side of the Midden. Now they're coming into Jackson Field. The first step is for the Lugnuts to make sure that they pack this pitching that they brought with them to Classic Park, because the Whitecaps hitters treated them very rudely in West Michigan.
Parker Meadows, Trey Cruz, Jake Holton, Austin Murr, Andrew Navigato. Those will probably be, in some sort of formulation, the top 5 guys in the order. Jesse, they have to figure out how to get those 5 guys out, because the rest didn't do a ton of the damage, and that's easy to say. I mean, obviously those 5 hitters are up there for a reason. They're the best on that Whitecap team, but that's where it got away from the Lugnuts on the west side of the state the first time around between these two teams, trying to bottle up those top guys in the order, and it was all started with Parker Meadows. He scored in every single game in that series besides the Sunday game, able to control the top part of that order. So It's going to come back to pitching in general. They've got to get off to good starts, get these good outings from their starting pitching, and then the bats have to continue to heat up here to see if they can maybe get some payback on West Michigan as they get them for the first time at home.
I believe that Parker Meadows has been promoted to Double A.
Oh, really?
I believe he's gone.
Okay, I didn't realize. Well, then, here you go. Yes, he was promoted. I do remember that, yes.
So, good riddance. And we'll see how things go. We'll see you Tuesday. It's going to be an early one, a Grand Slam school day at 11:05 a.m. Eastern. Adam won't be with me, but he'll rejoin me Wednesday, 7:05 p.m., and 7:05 p.m. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, before a 1:05 p.m. game Sunday to close out that series, and then a day off on Monday. And then the Dayton Dragons, May 10th through May the 15th, will be in Lansing. You can get your tickets by calling 517-485-4500 or going online to LansingLugNuts.com. As far as today goes, as far as this road trip to Lake County goes, Adam, I'd say let's call it a day. Let's call it a series.
Hasta la vista. We'll see everybody back at home, and hope you can get out to Jackson Field this week to check out some Lansing Lugnuts baseball.
For Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. We thank you so much for keeping us company on the road. Once more, your final score, Lake County 4, Lansing 3. Here's wishing you well from East Lake, Ohio, and Classic Park. This has been Lugnuts Baseball.